Olympia mit Hounds auf Flux FM. Es ist 15 Uhr und 15 Minuten in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Und die Künstlerin, die als Olympia auf die Bühne geht, steht bei mir im Studio. Olivia Bartley is here. Hello.
Hello.
We're going to be talking about the album and the show that's going to be happening on the 19th of September right here in Berlin. It's Australian. It's an Australian week, kind of. At Flux FM, because yesterday we've talked to Sophia, you know, Sophia Exner from Melbourne as well. She's lived in Berlin for a while.
Wow.
She's playing the kalimba a lot.
Okay.
You have to meet her once. She's a nice person and she's moved back to Melbourne.
Okay.
Actually.
Well, that's great. Maybe we could swap apartments.
Yeah. No, not anymore. Because she's moved back. So how are you doing today? Everything okay?
Great. Oh, it's so wonderful to be back in Berlin.
Yes.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Last time you were here, supporting Julie Jacqueline?
That's correct.
True?
Yep.
Cool. How was that?
Oh, it was great.
So that's been the first time that you play, you know?
That's the first time we've played.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nuts, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of crazy.
Because I do love schnitzel and other German things.
You don't seem to have fallen in love with the European audiences as well, because I've read in an interview that you were realizing that the Australian audiences are a bit more conservative.
Yes.
Why? How?
Such a surprise.
I thought they were like hardcore fans. We've talked to Press Club the other day. You know that band?
Yep. Great.
They're like really
wild,
rocking out, wild.
Yep.
And I was like, I was imagining the audience to be exactly like them on stage.
Yeah. Well, I think that it's a great myth. I think Australians have an identity crisis. You can't stand out too much. You can't get too good at anything.
Mm.
But that's why people keep asking me, how come there's so much great Australian music? And I think because to get out of Australia, you have to be tough as hell.
Ah, see.
Yeah. You just have to cut through it.
So. Yeah. Because, I mean, I think since Evan Gardner, the first Courtney Barnett single, everybody's like, what's happening over there?
Yeah.
And you dig a bit deeper and you still find those gems. That's the interesting thing. Yeah. Because sometimes you're like, oh, there's a scene over there and there's so many great female musicians. And then you dig deeper and it's like, oh, no, it's just been like a handful. But in Australia, there's something happening over there.
It's true. There's so much music.
Mm.
Yeah. And I think that we're probably hearing more because Australians would just tour Australia and it's getting harder and harder to play around Australia.
Yeah.
Every gig is a flight.
Yeah.
You know, it's not 2 hours to a gig. Yeah. The population is so small. So most artists just run out of money before they get on a plane.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to make money as a touring musician when you're not leaving Australia. That's obvious.
That's true. Yeah.
So congratulations on touring Europe.
Yes.
It makes more sense.
Yes.
Even for the environment, it's better.
Absolutely.
You know, you can tour by train or you grab a little van, mm-hmm. put a few people in there.
Mm-hmm.
But before we talk too much about the differences between the audiences in Europe and Australia, let's just say congratulations on the new album, Flamingo. Album number 2 is out. It's been out for a few weeks now. And you're still happy with it, I guess.
I still am happy with it. I wouldn't press Control Z on anything.
Oh, that's cool, though. Because, I mean, all the musicians that I know, as soon as they leave the studio and they listen back to the stuff that they've recorded, like, oh, I could have done that solo a little bit better, but it's on there. And I think it's really, I think it's an important thing to realize that you've recorded something in that very moment and you can't basically go back all the time and change it and rechange it. It won't be ready anywhere.
Well, that's the magic of great records.
Yeah.
See, I just lumped my recording. Yeah.
No,
there.
You're great. You have a great record.
It's the magic of great records where it is it's recording a moment.
Yeah.
It's the musicians you bring into the room, whether you're in a bad mood or not. And when you try to control everything, well, I mean, that's different type of music.
Yeah. With this album, I mean, I don't want to talk about the difficult second album, but there's differences between recording the first one where you have all the time in the world to collect songs, and then there's a bit of pressure, obviously, on an artist like you because your first record kind of like went well in Australia and in Europe and the US a little bit, so that you're thinking about the stuff more than you're writing, and you decided to kind of like change your view from looking to the outside. You started to look back into the inside. You didn't tell the stories that happened around you. You did tell the stories that happened inside of you.
Mm.
Was that a conscious decision or did that just happen?
Yeah. Oh, you've done your research.
A little bit,
may
yes.
May I say. I wanted to challenge myself as a writer and I wanted to take a risk. And I think I'm only interested in artists' work where I can see, fuck, they took a big risk there.
Yeah.
Sorry about that swearing.
No, you can.
So I thought, okay, well, here's the risks that I want to try and explore as an artist. I want to get more personal.
Mm.
I want to show more of myself. Because there's this fear, you know, even when you write in your journals, what if someone reads it?
Yeah, sure.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
But then you never really reveal yourself and you never break through to whatever is unknown even to yourself. And that's what I was trying to do with the record. And some people have said, oh, what do you mean you've taken risks? Also, I don't like the record. And I'm like, there you go.
I knew that was the risk that I took,
and
yeah.
And then the third thing, I can hear too many guitars. And I'm like, exactly. I mean, that's a risk. I knew that not everyone's ears are in guitar records at the moment.
Yeah.
But that didn't matter. I wanted to make an urgent and confronting record, and that meant, you know, I went back to my love of guitars.
I think as a musician, as soon as you think about the possibility of losing listeners, you know, then you're on the right path. Because when you compose a song and you only think about the listeners that you've had with the first few songs or with the first LP and you're trying to recreate it, just a little bit, if it's just a little thought in your head, you're done, you're destroyed. You don't have to. I mean, some people like AC/DC, you know, they record the same song over.
Or people that write jingles.
Yeah, they can do that.
But that is so apt. And I would say one further thing is that, you know, if you're going to listen to criticism, you have to listen to the good and the bad.
Mm.
And sometimes even the good criticism isn't hitting the mark.
No.
You know, so it's better to just know what inspires you, know why you do what you do, and just put your head down.
Yeah, and especially in times like these where it's not like, yeah, and if I follow all the rules, I'm going to be a platinum-selling motherfucker and I'm going to be rich like a motherfucker. It's not happening anymore, so people out there, do what you're supposed to, you know, because
put that in my bio.
No, there's no more pressure. No more. I mean, even if you follow all the rules, and the great misconception was even in the 80s, if you followed the rules, it could have not happened because it's like, you know, there's only so much you can control in that business. Mm. And then I think there's been a lot of slightly bad records that have been made out of a compromise with the label or something, you know? Mm. Like, we need more love songs and stuff. And then nobody listened to the record anyway. So people out there, do your own stuff.
Yeah.
I think it's like an important lesson nowadays.
It is, but it's, I think, you got to, like, write these things down on your hand and get tattoos because it's so easy to get carried away in the bullshit.
Yeah, sure.
Which
I can totally understand that. Yeah. Let's listen to another song called Star City off of the new record. And then we're going to find out why or how the whole perspective change has happened. Because the more interesting thing, or one of the more interesting things that I read about the name Olympia that you've chosen for the stage, is that you wanted to put a little distance between Olivia and the stage, the persona on stage.
Yep.
And now you're going back. And Olympia is even more personal than an Olivia record would have been.
You're the first person that's asked and called me out on that, so well done.
Yeah, I haven't asked you yet. We're listening to the song first. Olympia, Star City auf Flux FM. Ein weiterer Auszug aus der hervorragenden zweiten Platte der australischen Künstlerin Olivia Bartley. Die erschienen ist unter dem Titel Flamingo. Ich habe es vorhin schon angekündigt. Wir haben in der Recherche herausgefunden, dass es sich einst den Bandnamen Olympia oder den Künstlerinnennamen Olympia gab, um eine Distanz aufzubauen zwischen Olympia, dem Projekt, und Olivia, der Person. Jetzt hat sie aber auf ihrer neuen Platte total persönliche Songs geschrieben und quasi diesen ganzen Move selbst sabotiert. Wie es dazu kam, das werden wir jetzt nochmal kurz besprechen. I've just told the story that you've named yourself Olympia for the stage because you wanted to have a distance between your personal life and the artist's life. And now you've kind of sabotaged yourself because you've written a record that's very personal as Olympia. How did that happen?
Well, I think it wasn't that I wanted distance from myself, but I treat the music, and I don't know whether this sounds terrible or not, like a project.
Mm.
And it's all about the whole ideas. I want the stage shows to be good, the lyrics to be good, the music to be good. And it's like I'm sort of moving several goalposts with me. And, you know, I think as a kid I just wanted to be Radiohead. But perhaps I don't get along with others, so I had to do it all on my own, which looks quite dickish sometimes. But it's, you know, and I think that you know, all my trolls, like all my trolls that I'll get on the internet are always men, and it's always guitars.
Sure.
That have upset them.
Yeah.
So something I've done, like, oh, I didn't like the pick you used, and I didn't like it's petty and weird.
Yeah.
And I realized, oh, because I'm not a traditional guitarist, and I didn't grow up, you know, buying the guitar monthly magazines and those strings. I've just heard sounds and I've followed them more. Like, the guitar is a tool and I love it. I fucking love it, and I love guitar bands. But I realized through my trolls, I have learned that, oh, I'm more into the ideas of it. Like, what can we create that's bigger than me? So anyway, that's that. But a personal record, I just thought I'd probably been copping out a little bit by just looking at the world.
Yeah.
And going, oh, there's that thing and there's that thing. And I thought it was time to dig a bit deeper to see if I had anything in there, you know. And I heard a writer who I admire said, you cannot write about what's out there before you write what's here, and that will be the most difficult to write about. True, though,
because your view on the outside world isn't unique when you haven't learned something about yourself before.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a wise thing to say.
Yes. Yeah, I wish I'd said it, but now I've told you, so you can quote me.
I can learn from that. It's a stupid thing for a radio DJ, though. I'll be like, no, before I say something, I have to think about myself and my situation in the whole world. Yeah. It's going to take forever, this show. No, but it's an interesting thing. And now you've mentioned the fact that you get inspired by other artists, and that's another thing that I find interesting, because you're not, I mean, you've mentioned Radiohead, but you're not inspired by Radiohead. You're inspired by Francis Bacon or by other writers, painters, filmmakers. So there's a visual inspiration. There's a source of inspiration that's basically visual that you use.
If anything, I'm led by delusion.
Okay.
So, you know, I'll go to gigs and my friends will be saying, oh, the sub's wrong or this decibel. And I have no fucking idea what they're talking about. But if someone plays me a Fellini film or we have an Aboriginal Australian dance group, and I don't understand it, but I feel something. And what I feel is this whole new unique atmosphere. Yeah. And when I watch like in a Moldovar film, I'm trying to recreate what made that its own little fishbowl, its own little eco atmosphere.
Sorry. Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to do with the music.
Yeah. So you tried, immersive, I think, is the word that you've used a lot in interviews when you talked about the album. You're trying to get people inside of your world, and then they feel like in a fishbowl, maybe, but they learn something. And then you leave a door open for them to get out.
Yes, that's right. But there were times when it hurt a lot making the record, and I thought, I want this to really hurt the audience. Like, I want this to kick people's teeth in.
Yeah.
And I'm really enjoying reading the reviews where people are like, oh, my God, this is it's great. That is so exciting for an artist.
Yeah.
It really challenges, like, am I an artist?
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Let's polarize people. That's more exciting than, there's no apology in this record.
Yeah. And I think that's something that should happen in art a lot, whereas in society, people should think about coming together once again and not be divided by politicians like Boris Johnson or other people who pretend that refugees were the root of all crises. You know, it's simply not true. People should stand together and maybe think about the power of banks or something instead of pointing fingers at each other and be like, you're the poor one, you're dragging us down or something like that. So in society, people should come together, but art should divide people. I think you're totally right with that. You know, I think you're right when you say, as soon as there's somebody out there who hates my guts for the music that I make, I've done the right thing. So doing the right thing will be your mission for the next 3 minutes, I'd say, because I want you to play Shoot to Forget in a live version. You've brought your electric guitar with you.
Great.
And I want to listen to that song in a live version. Is that okay for you?
That's my pleasure. Here we go.
Let me just, I think I'm going to...
David Attenborough is going to take some photos.
Oh, really?
In here.
Oh, yeah. He's here. let's just do it. Okay. I'm ready. Ladies and gentlemen, wir hören das wunderbare Stück Shoot to Forget von Olympia Live auf Flux FM.
Hides behind a camera so he can shoot to forget. record from the gift shop. Let by to rest, and I spent this long trying to pretend that love don't exist. And suitcase, what stuck in the throat. Gotta keep this little heart of mine full of air and afloat. And there is no need to learn to swim, but beach boys have love boats. And I worry about it. I worry about it. Reach for the bright blue, there's glass you'll break through to let go. But the bird already went over. Radio aches with that song we used to sing. Love me, let a melody. If there were still a possibility, there'd be no Jones and no me. For the bright blue, there's glass you'll break through to let go. But the bird already went
Applaus, adding to the applause that's coming in from the outside. Olympia mit ihrem wahnsinnig guten Stück Shoot to Forget. That was a great live version. I filmed a little bit so we can probably,
we'll make a film clip with that.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah,
much cheaper.
I've shot to forget, you know what I'm saying. Heute Abend spielt sie nicht. I was just, because the normal modus operandi would be like to give away tickets for tonight's show right now, but you're not playing tonight.
No.
So I can give away tickets, but I can give away CDs.
Yes.
Olympias zweite Platte Flamingo liegt hier für euch aus. Ihr könnt ein Exemplar gewinnen, wenn ihr uns jetzt schnell eine Mail schreibt an win@fluxfm.de. Sollte die Mail gehen, gerne mit dem Betreff Olympia und schreibt eure Adresse mit rein, damit wir wissen, wohin wir die CD schicken sollen. Olympias CD Flamingo ist auf dem Weg zu euch. Ihr könnt euch außerdem den 19.09. schon mal merken. 19th of September, right?
Yes, definitely.
It's gonna be the date when she's gonna be back.
I definitely know when that
in
is.
In Musik und Frieden. Now she's on the phone already. Interview's over.
Just call her mom.
Yeah, call the mommy. I mean, the album is more private. Interview situations can be more private now. Calling your mom right in the middle of it, doing the live radio session, no problem, Olympia. Olivia, it was great to be talking to you. And I know that we're going to meet again, latest in September.
Wonderful. Can't wait.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
All the best
me.
Of luck for the rest of the month, for the rest of the tour, for the album and everything in between, for the private things.
Yep.
And I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.